At a time when Canada needs a strong voice, Liberal infighting forced the Prime Minister to resign, says Timmins, James Bay MP Charlie Angus. Monday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau prorogued Parliament until March 24 and announced that he'll resign as the Liberal leader after the party chooses his successor. The decision actually comes at a really difficult time for Canada, Angus told Timmins today. We're facing an unprecedented level of menace from Washington, and this is a moment when we really need a strong voice and a strong position coming from Ottawa. But instead, we've been hit by this Liberal infighting, forcing the Prime Minister to resign. Angus said the turmoil could embolden figures like U.S. President Donald Trump, which concerns me. But, you know, I think Mr. Trudeau probably should have made this decision like the start of last year. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau arrives at a rally in Timmins Wednesday, August 29, 2018. Major Hoggett, Timmins today. Trudeau has been Prime Minister since 2015. He was in Timmins for a rally in 2018. In 2020, he made a stop down Highway 144 to help break ground on Côté Gold's IAMGOLD project. Reflecting on Trudeau's tenure, Angus acknowledged achievements such as national dental care, which he said has made a huge difference in the lives of people in the North. However, he also noted missteps, including scandals like the controversy involving Jody Wilson-Raybould and Jane Philpott, which he believes undermined Trudeau's majority government. In a minority government, Mr. Trudeau performed better because he had checks and balances, Angus said, crediting cooperation with the NDP for accomplishments like dental care and steps toward pharmacare. Looking forward, Angus sees the leadership race and its outcome as critical. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Liberals. Who's going to step up? That's their monkey and their circus to figure out for Canadians, he said. Trudeau's decision also raises questions about parliamentary functionality in the coming months, Angus said. We need to get things done, but now we're going to have another 3 months where nothing gets done, he said. We have serious issues facing us. People are looking to us for answers, but we're dealing with political infighting. For Northern Ontario, Angus highlighted the housing crisis as a pressing issue requiring immediate action. We've had so much talk on housing, but we haven't seen real action, he said. He also emphasized the importance of addressing the opioid crisis and soaring grocery prices. In light of the political shift, Angus urged Canadians to remain united. I think that we have to just think of what's happening south of the border and the chaos and the rage politics of Donald Trump and his attacks on Canada, he said. We have values as Canadians. We have a tradition as Canadians. We can disagree, but we don't have to engage in the politics of hate. I'm hoping that Mr. Trump's chaos machine will remind Canadians that we don't want to go down that road at this time. A federal election will be held this year. The latest date that it can be held is October 20.